Hello?
Hey, Coach.
How are you doing, Coach Greg?
How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. You talk to us about that stirring comeback last week in Carolina and what it showed about your team.
Well, it was an exciting game, that's for sure. You know, we were down 11 with about 6 minutes to go, and the guys hung in there, and things kind of went our way. So we're very, very fortunate, and not real happy that we put ourselves in that position, but very happy that we were able to work our way out of it. Now, the job for us is to try not to put ourselves in that position, and we're working on that.
Coach, Josh has played so well, and going into that game, is the best sign maybe he throws two picks early and still is able to do what he did late? Is that maybe the best sign of anything so far this year?
Well, that was a good thing, for sure. And, you know, I think Josh has shown that before. You know, things haven't always been smooth, and then all of a sudden he just keeps pounding away, and it happens for him. But, that is a positive coming out of the game.
Can I ask, did you know Mike Sullivan before you brought him in? I know there must be at least some existing relationship.
We had common acquaintances, common friends, and in the coaching profession. So we knew of each other. It weren't, you know, personal friends.
Did you know, kind of just through I don't even know what the right word is, just he and Josh would be a good fit, obviously, when you bring him on?
Well, you know, as a new head coach, you interview so many coaches, and, you know, going through the process, I got to know Josh before I knew the coaches we were going to hire, and I did think Mike had exactly the right temperament, not only to coach and guide Josh, but to guide our entire offense, and he's a great teacher. He's a disciplined guy that, you know, can get his message and his vision across to his unit and his coaches, and he's done a real good job.
Have you been pleased with the buy-in from your team?
I have. Yeah, I have been. You know, anytime there's change, it's hard. There's nothing easy about change. And, you know, sometimes when there's change, there's got to be guys that get deleted from the equation. And that happened here, like it happens in most places. But after we kind of the dust settled and we, you know, we realized this is who we are and this is how we do things, we've had tremendous buy-in. I think a group of guys that care deeply about each other and are willing to work hard. So that's a good combination.
Coach, another question about Josh. From the film you watched of him from last year and in the past, maybe what's he doing better this year?
Well, he's been doing a really good job. I mean, Sunday wasn't his best effort as far as protecting the football, but he's been doing a very good job of taking care of the ball. And, you know, when you do that, you give yourself a chance to win. And then on top of that, you know, look at the talent he has and the throws he's made and the things he's done leading our offense. That's what's given us a chance to win games. We've won some and we haven't won others. But when you turn the ball over, it's awfully hard, as everybody knows. That's why, you know, both teams coming into this contest both turned the ball over. We both lost the turnover margin and found a way to win last week. But that doesn't happen very often.
Coach, I had a chance to talk to Rondé Barber after your staff had been down there a good handful of weeks, and he said this is what we needed. I mean, how good does that feel that you have a 16-year veteran, a future Hall of Famer, not just buying in but saying that this feels good, this feels what we're supposed to be doing?
I can't tell you how big a help Rondé has been to me as a first-time head coach in the National Football League. You know, he's one of our captains, but he's also a guy that I bounce things off almost constantly, and really has been a huge help and a great role model for our younger guys. And, you know, Rondé's not a rah-rah guy. He's a show, lead-by-example guy, and he's actually stepped out more and spoken up some. You know, and that's been big.
Hey, Coach, how important were the 3 years with the Bears in letting you know that, hey, you know, I can make the jump from college to the NFL?
I think they're critical. You know, without those 3 years, I'm walking into a league that I really don't have any understanding of. Not that as an assistant coach you get a thorough understanding. You know, as an assistant coach, you're responsible for your group of guys, and you really don't deal much with, you know, salary cap and personnel and all those things. You kind of just coach your guys. But, you know, we got a great GM here in Mark Dominic who has been awesome to work with and has helped me get up to speed on the personnel end of things. And, know, football's football. That part's the part that, you know, you come in with confidence. It's all the other things, you know, that you have to learn and work through. And heck, we're still doing it. We're figuring it out as we go. But you know, we got a great group of guys to do it, you know, to do it, and a great coaching staff, I think, that works well together. So it's been up and down, but it's been fun.
Can I ask, did the age of this team, the average age, you guys were a very young football team, does that help walking in the door? I mean, relatability is, I guess, a word. I don't know if it's overused or overrated or not. What I saw and I noticed when they hired you, that this was a young-ish type football team. Has that been a benefit?
I think in some ways it has, yeah, for sure. But in other ways, I think the fact that we went out and got some veteran players, you know, we had Rondé, we go out and get Vince Jackson and Carl Nix and Dallas Clark. They've brought a lot of veteran leadership to our different position rooms, and I think that was really needed. So a new coach that can kind of implement the culture that we want, and some veteran leadership that kind of sets the tempo and the tone for our guys. I think it's been a good mix so far. You know, now we're getting into some uncharted waters here this latter part of the season for some of these young guys. You know, college season was over last week in a number of games, and now they're into some uncharted waters. So we got to make sure that our players understand how to take care of their bodies and continue to work hard and battle, you know, what is a potential fatigue factor.
Coach, what's been the biggest difference maybe from the first five games to the last five games?
You know, there's not huge differences. I think a couple things. Cumulative repetitions, where we continue to get better. You know, we keep investing in offensive plays and defensive calls and special teams concepts. The guys get better at them. The more you do it, like anything else, the better you get, and then the more confidence you have. And I think maybe at the bye week we kind of all stepped back, players and coaches alike, and said, okay, what are we best at doing? And let's lock in on that. Now, it doesn't mean that we totally abandon the other stuff, but we keep working on it in practice, and then when it's ready to come up, then we put it into the plan, because there's some ideas and concepts in all three phases that we would like to be doing right now, but we're just not good enough at them to use them in games. So we'll keep working at it and, you know, go with the stuff that we feel we are good enough to win games with.
Coach, could you help us with your defense? First against the run, 32nd against the pass. Something's going on there that the number's not telling us.
That's a pretty big separation, I agree. Yeah. You know, early in the season we got hit with some real bombs and throughout. I mean, it didn't, not just early in the season, but early in the season we kind of ran into some buzzsaws, and, you know, we're getting better. We've had some personnel changes back there, which, you know, we've done them, so it's not where it's anything. But it's a work in progress for sure. And as you know, pass defense is not just pass coverage, it's also pass rush. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the better we can generate a pass rush, the more it's going to affect the quarterback, and the easier it's going to make it for our secondary to cover. But work in progress, we're getting there. Run defense, you know, we've played pretty strong run defense. So there is a gap. You know, certainly we'd like to keep the run defense where it is and close that gap with the pass defense, and that's what we're trying to do.
Coach, how good does it feel? I know it's a wins and losses league, and you can't really ask for respect, but we were just in the Falcons locker room. That whole idea of you better bring your hard hat, better bring your lunch pail, better bring your bat. These guys have seen on film that this group plays. I mean, they play hard. How good does it feel to know that that's sort of the reputation that you guys are building down there?
Well, that's what we want to be. You know, we put a huge emphasis on effort and finish and swarm and, you know, those kind of things. And we grade it, you know, you inspect what you expect. And we're on them about it all the time. And I think that's, you know, that's creating a culture. And we're not anywhere where we need to be, but we're getting better. And that's critical.
Yeah, Coach, the whole play 60 to the 60 minutes deal, can you I wanted you to explain what happened in the misunderstanding with Coach Coughlin. You know, I think I got it right that you guys just, hey, we're going to play football the whole time. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, okay. if there's no opportunity to win the game, we're not going to run the play because there's no sense of putting either team in harm's way. But if there's still an opportunity to win the game, you know, we have a series of plays that we use in that situation to try to get the ball back. And, you know, probably I can't speak for anyone else, but probably had not been done in this league, and people thought, you know, oddly of it. But that's who we are. We're gonna, if there's a chance to win, that's what they hired me to do, and we're gonna do it as a team, and that's how, you know, that's how we do things.
Isn't that the infamous too? When you get a job like this and an opportunity like this, I'm doing it my way. If I'm gonna have success, if I'm gonna flame out, there's no reason to compromise who you are once you get to this point.
Well, I've kind of always made that rule of thumb. You know, certainly when you work for people as an assistant coach, you can't totally do that. But even within the structure of being an assistant coach, I think you have to be who you are. Players, coaches, media, everybody picks up if you're being someone you're not. So I don't think guys who try to do that last very long. And that's, you're right. I mean, if you're going to go, you might as well go doing it your way. And that's the way we kind of go around here. We do it our way, and we're not worried about what people think, as long as we feel good about what we're doing. You know, the one thing that we really stress is we play clean, hard football, but we play it all the way through the down, and we play it all the way through the game, and that's how we go.
Coach, I'm a Rutgers guy. I had a chance to meet you at some fundraisers over the year, and can I just ask the whole Big Ten thing? I know you got a lot of stuff on your mind, obviously, but you had an experience in the Big Ten as well. You like it? You okay with it?
Look, I'm happy for Rutgers because Rutgers is happy. You know, I spoke with some guys up there that I'm close to, and everybody's really excited about the move. So whatever's best for that university, my family and I, we just have nothing but great memories. You know, we were there 11 years. That's a long time. You know, our kids, we raised our kids there, and I'm excited for the university because they're excited. If that's what's the best thing for them, then, you know, I'm really thrilled for them.
Yeah, Coach, we went 12 minutes and didn't ask about Doug Martin. Looks like the personnel side got that one right.
Well, I'll tell you what, Doug Martin is certainly a really good running back and an even better guy. He's a great person to have in our program. He certainly plays at the level and the way that we expect him to, but in the community and on the football team, he's just he's really something special.
How has his emergence helped Josh and in the passing game?
Well, I think any time you surround your quarterback with, you know, viable weapons, it helps, whether it's receivers or a run game or a tight end or better protection. So, you know, that's Mark Dominic, our GM, who we mentioned earlier, you know, has done a great job and continues to do so. And he and I were just constantly looking of ways to improve our football team. And certainly, you know, the draft last year helped our football team quite a bit.
As you go forward now, do you have a better understanding, even than maybe you thought, as to who fits in there, how you'll draft free agents, the idea that making mistakes in this league can cost you in both of those free agents and drafts? You seem to have an idea of who you want and need in this locker room.
Well, I think you're right there. I mean, I think we kind of knew that when we went into this draft, in that this is who we want to be, not only from a football standpoint, but from a character standpoint and a passion for the game and all those things. And, you know, sometimes you make decisions and no one makes all right decisions, that's for sure. But if you base the criteria that you're picking players on, I think if you're comfortable with those criteria, you make, you know, much fewer mistakes.
Has the city started to embrace the team back again? I know they caught Buccaneers fever yet down there.
Well, I don't know. We've been, you know, I've can't thank the area enough. My family and I moved down here. They've accepted us with open arms, and the team. You know, it's Tampa is a city, but it's a community. It's a town, and these people have been really great. And you know, we have to do our part. We have to make sure that we're a consistent team, that we do things right on and off the field. And there's no doubt in my mind that you know, this area, this Tampa Bay area, will more than support the team.
Hey, Coach, real quick, when you got hired, did you give yourself a moment to think about how you had actually gotten to this point? You told me a story many years ago when you actually got the job at Rutgers. You know, it's cutting up Jersey Mike subs and meeting high school coaches and trying to put up borders in a state that really never had borders. I mean, it really didn't, I don't know if it felt like it was a long time or not, but you did your time and you paid your dues. But was there a moment that you gave yourself to kind of say, wow, this is, if it really goes well and I have the right people around me and I do it right, this is what can happen?
You know, it would sound good if I said yes, but not really. I think after being a head coach for 11 years and all the things we went through at Rutgers, it felt right. It was the time to make a move. But we hit the ground running. It's been a 10-month sprint, and it's been a fun 10-month sprint because, you know, I'm learning so many things that are different in the pro game. And all the administrative things that are different. And you do one thing for 11 years, and then you get a new challenge and a new set of circumstance. It kind of energizes you, and really, it's been literally a 10-month sprint.
Does Martin remind you of Ray Rice? You know, they keep bringing up Ray's name around here.
You know, there are a lot of similarities. Number one, there's their physical stature. They're shorter guys, squattier guys. They both have great vision, patience, and they run strong. You know, and anytime you have backs that can do that, they, you know, it gives you a chance. And you know, we certainly at Rutgers had a great run with Ray as our running back. And, you know, I would really love to have that same kind of run in this league with Doug, because I think he's capable.